Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Saturday, gang, and of course, welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, the big news that everyone's talking about, and that is the fact that game day, yeah, it's back on TalkSport and kicks off with live and exclusive commentary of Newcastle against Liverpool. That one's at 12:30. We can hear from both managers speaking ahead of the game, Edwin Howe, but first here's Jurgen Klopp. He spoke about his new contract. Oh, I've got more money at the club and plans for the future.
It's important that I think a lot of people know early what's going on. It's interesting for it's good for transfer windows that we cannot guarantee success. We can guarantee stability, and that's in this difficult times. I think a big thing to guarantee, and that's why I think the moment is the right one. We want to offer emotion. And that's obviously possible with the people who support us. We want to deliver excitement, like that. We want to deliver that you really can buy in, that you understand, that you don't think, oh, they are there, we are here, we are not really connected. No, we want to be really together with our people, and we want to be special as well in as a club, because we all know we all sit here now in best age in 20 years we look back, and then it's for all of us, it's like creating some stories which we remember easily and think, wow, that was brutal. But we have to do that now. We cannot wait until 10 years. We have to do it now. This is not I'm here now already for a while. This is not a contract where we will have a look now. Oh, it's really nice, let's stay here forever because people like us. No, it's internally with the coaching stuff, it's really like this. It's no threat. This is only the start, to be honest. That's the plan.
I've watched Liverpool in depth for a long period of time, and they're just they're an incredible team. They have a way of winning games even when they're not at their best, which is probably the hallmark of a great team. And when they're at their best, they're almost unstoppable. So we don't quite know what Liverpool we face, but we have to concentrate on us. And yeah, we have to be perfect defensively, and we have to give them a threat the other way. We have to give them things to think about from an attacking sense. I think we have the players to do that. It's just whether we can get our players at their very best levels.
Now, yesterday, Mohamed Salah was named the Football Writers Association Men's Footballer of the Year for 2021-22. Jim White, Moni Moni, Simon Jordan and Martin Keown reacted to the news on TalkSport, and Simon had an interesting alternative suggestion. There's a surprise.
Oh, Salah, I mean, well deserved.
I think it's hard to argue with that. It just feels now these awards do come a little bit early, though, Jim, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we've still got, one trophy, maybe three to go for Liverpool.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, he's got 22 goals. Interesting, Son is 17, Ronaldo 17. So he's not running away with that. But yeah, I think he's a wonderful footballer.
Yeah. I can't think of a more deserving winner than Salah, Simon. Can you?
Look, I think Ronaldo's in with a shout because he's played in a very poor
Ronaldo?
Manchester United. Yeah, he's played in a very poor Manchester United side and pretty much carried them through a series of results. So if the only criteria is the fact he scored lots of goals to win this award, then I guess Mo Salah wins it because he's the top goal scorer. I think there are other players that we could look across the pantheon of selection processes and say, okay, what about this player? What about that player?
If there's a category for over 35-year-olds, then you put Ronaldo in it. What I can't believe is how well he keeps playing at his age. No one really considers
true.
Goals, number of performances.
Simon's right. He's popped up in the odd occasion, than the odd occasion, done brilliantly. But he's also...
But I don't think he's competed for the Player of the Year, really, this year.
No, I don't think so.
Now, Aston Villa host Norwich at 3 p.m. this afternoon. And, of course, it will be live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. We'll hear from the Villa manager, Steven Gerrard, shortly. But first, here's Dean Smudger-Smith. He's, of course, looking forward to taking on his former club.
Had some great memories of being there as a boy supporting the club, but also managing the club and getting promoted, getting to a cup final, a record winning run, so I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be good. No, the mood's always been okay, and I've always said this from the moment I've come in here. The group of players, I've got terrific attitudes. They're really good lads, and they work hard every day in training. They listen. We've probably had to go back and revisit a few too many times for my liking, but they are learners and they are willing learners, so we haven't had to pick them up too much. They've been disappointed, and unfortunately we've made too many individual mistakes in this league, and that's why we are where we are.
I don't think we've been on a run of fixtures or we're in a place to be complacent. We need to stay humble and realise where we're at. I think the players are well aware of what type of performance we need. We want to see an aggressive front foot performance. We don't focus on who's favourite, who's underdogs, or what the bookies think, or everyone else in the outside noise. We've prepared in the best way we can. We've worked on situations and scenarios that might come up within the game. And we've tried to put the players in a place where they know what to expect from Norwich. So it's just about going and executing a game plan now. And hopefully everyone's all in to push us towards that.
Now, yesterday morning, Alan Brazil was alongside Ray Parlour and Trevor Sinclair on The Breakfast Show. They were joined live in the studio by former two-weight boxing world champion Ricky the Hitman Hatton. Ricky spoke about current WBC heavyweight champion Tyson Fury and doesn't believe we've heard the last of him.
Yeah, Tyson's my mate, and I love him to bits, but I think we all have to take what comes out of Tyson's mouth with a pinch of salt at that time. I know Tyson is an absolute fight. He's an absolute fighting man. He lives to be the best. He lived to be the best. And the fact that I think he is the best. He's ranked number one. He deserves to be number one.
Is he getting the credit he deserves?
I think he is getting the credit he deserves. I think he's just starting to. But I think even though he's proved that he is the number one, I don't think he'll want to be. He will be able to retire, sat on his settee without them two question marks, above his head, about Usic and AJ. To be honest with you, and knowing Tyson as the man, he's saying it at the minute. And listen, if he does retire, I think he deserves to put his feet up now as his mate. I'm sick of seeing him get knocked down and get up and get knocked down and get up. It's terrible. I mean, when I went in the corner with him against Wilder, it took years off my life. It was horrible, the first fight. Yeah. But if he does, he deserves it. I mean, and he's done himself proud and that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, this evening at 5:30, Leeds host Man City, and it'll be live and exclusive on TalkSport. Ooh, get you. Yeah, get us. Now, the Man City centre-back, Ruben Dias, has been speaking ahead of the game and started by discussing the pressure of the title race.
It's part of the job, and especially if you're at this level, you need just to be ready for it, and period. Because I was injured for the last 2 months, but I guess that especially from even a little bit before, it's all about that. Decisive games, every time, every 3 days. So it's demanding, you've got pressure, but you need to deal with it and just perform and perform and perform and do and forget, do and forget, do and forget again, and better and better and better. And I think it all resumes to that. Also your hopes of achieving something big, but obviously we've got a team ready for that and we're going for it.
And we finished the podcast with a bit of fun. Well, not actually fun. Well, it wasn't for me. Last week, I bet my TalkSport Drive co-host Darren Bent that my Manchester United would beat his Arsenal. But of course, they lost 3-1. Scores irrelevant. They lost. That meant yesterday, annoyingly, I was forced to wear an Arsenal shirt during the first hour of drive time. Go away. I'm going to put the Arsenal shirt on in a minute. I know people are waiting for it. Just go, just let me hand over to these two nice people. Just go away. This is weird, you're standing over me like this. I'm in court or something.
I want to drive on TalkSport.
It's me, Andy Goldstein, wearing an Arsenal shirt for 3 hours. And he over there, the winner of the bet, former England striker, big Arsenal fan. Delighted to see him, obviously. It's Darren Bent.
It's Darren here, by the way, Darren Bent. Darren Bent.
You all right, Darren Bent?
Yeah, I'm good, Jay. How's it feel?
I'm in a mood.
I'm not going to lie to you.
My team's useless and I've got to wear an Arsenal.
I'm not going to lie to you. It looks good on you.
Yeah.
YouTube, make sure you check out YouTube. You can see him wearing it. Yellow vintage shirt.
You'll look good on the floor in a minute.
I've gone all right with you, though, because I've not only gone retro, nicely fitted and that.
Well, it's big. It's an extra large. I mean, I can put it on over my 3 hours I've got to wear this for.
No, yeah.
3 hours.
If you're good, I'll let you on. And I'll glitter for an hour.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Just an hour?
Yeah. I'll give you an hour.
Is this your favourite Arsenal shirt?
The home one of that, the red one. Oof, it's a nice shirt.
You like that?
Yeah.
It's not, I mean, listen, it's bad. No one wants to wear another football shirt.
But it's a nice kit.
But no, I wasn't going to say that. It's because it's a little club, right?
I'm sorry, what?
And it's a little club. And it's not like a Man City or a Liverpool. If it was Man City or Liverpool, I can wear it, obviously.
You wear City.
But because this is a little club, it's like, you know, support your local club and all that nonsense, you know? They're only around the corner from me. Little old Arsenal. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget, of course, Game Day returns today. And TalkSport will have live and exclusive commentary of Newcastle against Liverpool. That one's 12:30. Leeds take on Man City at 5:30 this evening. TalkSport 2 will have live and exclusive commentary of Gillingham against Rotherham in League 1 at 12:30. And then Aston Villa against Norwich in the Premier League. That one's at 3:00. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Sports Bar on Monday night. Bank holiday Monday. See what I do for you? From 10 p.m. alongside the fun boy. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe!
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.